1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Republican presidential candidate George W. Bush is not apologizing for an off-color remark he made about a New York Times reporter. Talking to running mate Dick Cheney before Labor Day's speech yesterday in Naperville, Illinois, in which he talked about the need for plain-spoken Americans in the White House, Bush was pretty blunt himself. The Texas governor used an expletive when referring to a New York Times writer, Adam Clymer, one of the reporters who's been covering his campaign. Unaware that he was speaking into an open microphone, Bush leaned over to Cheney and said, now, forgive me, folks, if there's any children in the room, tell them to leave, whatever. If you get upset about stuff, please don't call the station. I'm quoting directly the presidential nominee. Unaware he was speaking into an open microphone, Bush leaned over to Cheney and said, there's Adam Clymer, major league asshole from the New York Times. I'm quoting now. Cheney responded, oh yeah, he is, big time. The two candidates for the highest offices in the land did not know their remarks were being broadcast to members of the audience and of the press corps. The comment has been replayed on network, cable, and local news shows, and I basically just quoted it there for you from the news story. We want to get all sides of this, starting with Democratic Party analyst Bob Green, who's joined us on our newsmaker line this afternoon. Bob, what do you think about this? So the vice president, the presidential nominee, Texas Governor George W. Bush, referring to New York Times writer Adam Clymer with the a-hole word. Your comments? Okay, I don't have Bob in the... Bobby there?
Yes, I'm right here.
Go ahead.
Well, we're guardedly optimistic today, Phil, that the Al Gore campaign, I think, is now rolling on toward the White House. We are unpacking because I believe George W. Bush, and it's very difficult to see it anywhere, any other way, has committed political suicide.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely. I think the man used a word that I can tell you if someone called me that, the only thing I would ask is please make sure the sponge has water on it. Because...
I don't understand.
If someone called me the word that you just mentioned, if someone called me that, you could just... I would go to death row.
In other words, you'd kill the person?
Yes, I would. Because I think it is the most offensive thing, especially for a presidential candidate, to use a word like that. This is probably... And it's a nightmare the Republicans are living through today, Phil. They've got a candidate that is a loose cannon. They've got a candidate with a big mouth. They've got a candidate with an open Baja sewer for a mouth. And this is probably the worst political mistake for the Republican Party since Watergate. The Republicans can't seem to keep their feet out of the dog do. First Watergate, and now this.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. This is a comment. I mean, all he did was call someone... And I'll say the word. He called them an asshole. And
so your willingness to use that word with impunity illustrates a disturbing tendency in modern American media. Let's be clear. The word you just used is offensive. You're not calling me that, right?
No, I'm not calling you that.
Good. Because can I ask you a question before we continue with this?
Go ahead.
Do you respect me?
Do I respect you?
Yes. Do you respect me?
Yeah, I respect you.
All right, so you don't think that I'm what that guy called you don't think that I'm that A word.
No, I look at Mr. Green. I brought you on the show.
No, I want to establish because you're using that word, the A word, and I can tell you again, if anybody were to call me that, I would commit cold-blooded homicide because there is nothing in the world that I think is more offensive than calling somebody that word. And George W. Bush did it, and the Republican Party is going to pay for it from now until November. So I want to make sure that I am completely clear of having been called...
I'm not calling you any names at all, sir.
I understand that.
All right. I'm not saying you're that word at all. I'm saying that President... I keep saying President Bush. Governor Bush...
Well, after yesterday, there will be no President Bush. There was one, but there won't be.
Okay, but I'm just saying that Governor Bush made the remark. He made the comment. It is described as an expletive. It is described as a lot of things. But it's, you know, I mean...
Well, You don't want to use that.
No, I'm reluctant to use the word because we have kids listening. I mean, I suppose I could say to people right now, if you have children in the car and or you're a sensitive adult yourself, please have them turn the show off because we are dealing with some sensitive matter. You know, we're talking about it.
You're talking about a guy that called someone an asshole is what you're saying?
Yeah, I understand that, sir, and if you'd let me do that.
All right, but you're George W. Bush called someone the A word. And if somebody called me that, I'd get very, very angry.
As you've made it very clear.
So the point that I'm making is, you got a guy running for president in the Republican Party camp who's a loose cannon. He's got an open sewer that works as the hole underneath his nose. Can't seem to keep his mouth shut. Now he's using that. When you are, and let me just explain something to Governor Bush as if he's listening, because I know that Vice President Gore already has this experience. When you are negotiating with an emerging Russia, when you are negotiating with a labor union, when you are negotiating with a Yasser Arafat or whatever, you can't just open your big fat trap and use any word that you want to use.
I got that, okay.
Well, I'm letting Mr. Bush know that. And as long as they're running a guy for president that has an open, festering sewer for...
You really think that this guy's language...
Yes.
...is that bad?
Yes, I do. And the proof is, if anyone were to call me that, all I ask is that you put water on the sponge.
You know something? I'm having a hard time. What does that mean?
When they put you in the electric chair, you're supposed to put water... Did you see the Green Mile?
No, I did not.
Okay, in the Green Mile, they don't put water on the sponge on this guy, and he cooks. They put him in the electric chair, and he basically catches on fire. So you're supposed to put water in the set.
So in other words, if someone were to call you the a-hole word, you would commit murder and go directly to death row.
Just put me on death row, right. I don't like the word. No one's ever called me that to my face, and they better not.
Okay, we have a Democratic Party analyst, Bob Green, on the line with us. He's talking about the comment made by Governor Bush yesterday about Adam Clymer, who's a New York Times writer. He called Mr. Clymer, and I'm quoting, an asshole, end quote. And Dick Cheney, who was up there on the platform with him, readily agreed. This was picked up by microphones. It was picked up by a broadcast audience. Mr. Green is basically saying that that the Republicans have shot themselves in the foot. He now has no chance, huh?
I don't believe that he's got a chance of getting elected now. I thought maybe he had an outside chance before, but it's gone.
All right, Robert Green with us. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. This is you're calling him a loose cannon. You are calling him a guy who's got an open sewer for a mouth. Isn't this the normal just kind of bump and run in politics? You know
what? Well, Mr. Henry, let me remind you, there were children in that audience. There were children in that crowd, and... You call me that name and you die. Call me that name in front of a child and you die slow. So that's even worse.
And call you that name and I die.
Call me that name in front of a child, especially in front of my child, and you die slow. See what I'm saying? So I think it was a big mistake for him to say the words that he said, but an even bigger mistake to say it in front of kids because, obviously, they are very, very sensitive. I think the Republicans owe the entire country an apology. I think George W. Bush should get down on his hands and knees and pray that the American people still want him to run for the presidency. I think that he should immediately go to a monastery or a convent and carry a cross for the next 6 months along with all of his clothing in a bag, like Robert De Niro in the movie Mission. Do penance. Bleed. I want to see blood. And only then will he be, I believe, exonerated from the crime of having opened his foul, fetid sewer mouth onto the American people. But other than that, I think he's a great man. Of course, he comes from a great family.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. As we talk to Robert Green, he is a Democratic Party analyst. He believes that George Bush calling a New York Times reporter an asshole, and I'm quoting, is the biggest mistake the Republican Party has made since Watergate. When we come back, I'm going to ask him how does it compare to President Clinton's dalliances with Ms. Lewinsky. 1-800-449...
I'd like to comment on that, too.
I don't want your comment right now. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Robert Greene is with me. He's an analyst, Democratic Party analyst, and we're talking about Vice President. We're talking about Governor, if I make that mistake a few more times, I'm sure you'll understand. Every time I hear the name Bush, I just think of Vice President, and I'm sure you understand that, Mr. Greene.
Well, you know, I hear the name Bush, and I think of the word that he used yesterday to describe Adam Clapper. I think that was completely out of control. And completely.
No, I understand that. Let me just reset here that we're talking about the governor of Texas, Governor Bush, describing a New York Times reporter as an a-hole. And I won't, because I understand there's some sensitive people. If you got any people in the kids in the audience, just get them out of the room, okay?
Well, I wouldn't suggest that you use the word at all, Mr. Henry, and I'll tell you why. There's a lot of us who find that word offensive. I heard it when Governor Bush used it. Let me say this. I better not hear you use it.
And it's vaguely threatening comments like that.
I'm not making a threat. I don't want to hear it, because if I hear the word, I'm going to think you're calling me that. And then I get angry. And when I get angry, you wouldn't like me. You wouldn't like me very much when I get angry.
I brought you on this
No, I understand why you brought me on the program. I just want to hear that word. And I didn't like hearing it out of Governor Bush's mouth.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Carphone in Los Angeles. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Just responding to Mr. Green's comments, first of all,
That
is not really an extreme thing that you're talking about. For him to say just say it in passing like that, not realizing that he was being overheard on a microphone, and then you say you kill someone over that?
I think we're more in danger
of hearing someone like you. We should be worried about you, about George Bush.
Well, let me make a comment. I'm not running for president, number one, so you don't have to worry about Bob Greene. Number two, if someone were to call me that name, you like being called that?
But it's a normal thing. Everybody gets frustrated every now and then and says, oh, that guy's an asshole.
Yeah,
that's
but you
normal.
Said... you said.
Well, there you see, you said that word, and you're not calling me that, right? Are you?
If the shoe fit.
Are you calling me that? Are you calling me that?
I just said if the shoe fit.
Are you calling me that? You think that's funny, huh?
Yeah, I think it's hilarious.
Do you respect me?
I mean, you're threatening to kill someone.
No, I don't like that word, and I sure don't like anybody calling me that. Now you're telling me that you just called me that.
Look, she's not calling you that. She was saying...
Well, I heard her use the word.
She's talking about what Governor Bush said. And he called Adam Clymer that. Ma'am, you think that the word itself is something that is fairly colloquial, correct? In other words, it's...
Well, don't put words into her mouth. She called me the word.
I did not. See, you're just one of those people who loves to stir up trouble. And George Bush is a great man, and he calls it like it is.
Man.
He's not dishonest like Clinton.
Well, you know what?
He says the truth.
Kisses Canada, say goodbye.
If the guy's an asshole, the guy's an asshole.
Oh, God.
What is he doing? What is
He's
he doing?
Killing somebody. Well, thanks for letting me talk. I appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
What is that? Man, the guy flipped out.
You told me that being on your program...
If you flip out like that one more time, you're off my show. Do you understand that?
You told me that no one would call me the a-hole word.
I didn't tell you any such thing. I said that Governor Bush used the word. Would you come on my program and comment about it?
I don't want to be... God.
You're really angry, aren't you?
Yes, I am. No one calls me that. No one. I hope I'm making myself as clear as I can.
I cannot control my callers.
I would suggest you find a way.
I cannot control my callers, and if you're afraid of being called that name, maybe you ought to hang up.
I'm here to tell you that the candidacy of George Bush is dead. And he did it because he called someone a bad name. And I'm not about to sit here and aid and abet that kind of language coming from the open sewage spillway that passes for his mouth.
I can't control the
I understand that.
Okay, as long as you do. And if you call a man's mouth an open sewage spillway because he used one word, I think that there's a little bit of problem there for you. Here's Miami on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, this man, there's something wrong with him. He's the type of man that would go into a McDonald's and shoot everyone up. There is definitely a problem with someone having to kill someone to assassinate someone because of the language that they use.
It
depends on the situation.
Do you like being called that word?
No, sir, but if I act like an asshole, somebody might call me an asshole.
There you go again. I have to ask you, did you call me that?
No. You know what? You're not real.
No,
you can't be real.
Let me ask you, I'll ask the guy a question. Are you for real with this?
Mr. Henry.
I don't think that you're a real person. I think that you're probably a character.
The candidate for the presidency of the United States used a word that is offensive to all Americans, and he used vulgar language with children present.
Absolutely. Okay. And I'm a mother, and I would not desire that language around my child. But I will tell you that if I was being, if I was being harassed, if I was being taken to a point and that word spilled out of my mouth accidentally, I would apologize, but I would clearly not be waiting to be assassinated for saying it.
Can I ask you a question? How is he being harassed? He just said it in front of all those people. Nobody was yelling at him.
You don't know the pressure that he was under. You don't know what stress he was under. Sir, obviously you can't handle stress very well either.
You
start banging the phone
Absolutely.
For crying out loud.
Absolutely.
Because somebody probably called you the a-hole word.
You know something? The only stress that Governor Bush has had to put up with was being born with a silver
spoon.
Sir,
I want to know the stress that you can handle, because I think that you'd probably go into any place and just shoot the world up for something so idiotic as the word a-hole.
So
give me a break.
So you don't respect me?
No, I don't, because you're crazy, you are out of your mind,
and
you are not well. You are clearly not well. And let me tell you, come to Miami and start talking like that, and you really will get blown up.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah. In Miami, huh?
No, I'm begging you, please come to Miami. We'd love to have you here. The Cubans will tear you up in a minute.
It's a bunch of fey guys standing around on the beach down there.
Oh, yeah.
I can tell you.
Yeah, okay. Now, what if I were just to say this to you, Mr. Green? You're an a-hole.
Okay. All right. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I just called you that.
And the woman's laughing, because that's what women do, don't they? The man tells a joke. I guess it doesn't...
I'm enjoying this so much. You have no idea how entertaining you are, sir.
You know, and I'll tell you why you're enjoying it, because you had a husband once that you laughed at, right? Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you did. And
you had a wife once that laughed at you.
Sir, do you have a family?
Now, you know what he's doing now? He's banging the phone on his table.
You know what? He's probably so off his rocker. He's probably masturbating. That's what he's doing.
Well, there he is. All right. Try
enough
to get him back.
Enough.
Thank you
Can't
very much
get
for
rid
your
of
call,
this
man.
Guy. It's getting old.
Thank you. You going to get the guy back? Because he doesn't sound like he's stable. He said that if anyone called him that word, all he asks is that they wet the sponge. See, he's ready to go to the gas chamber. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. As soon as we reestablish communication with Robert Green, who is an analyst, political analyst, he believes that George W. Bush, the governor of Texas, calling a writer for the New York Times the a-hole word, he believes that that is political suicide and that it's the biggest mistake the Republican Party has made since Watergate. And that he further believes that this is it. Al Gore is going to roll to the White House and roll into a victory because the American people don't want a candidate with, and I'm quoting directly, an open running sewage spillway for a mouth. Okay. Our number is 1-800-449. Well, I thought it was, okay, 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to The Phil Henry Show. Oh, anyway, we have, 5-4-3-2-1. One 800 449 8686. Phil Henry Show, and we have got Bob Green back on the phone. You know, Mr. Green, and I asked Mike to put you back on because you assured him that you had not had a lot of sleep and you were angry for a variety of reasons.
It's been a tough campaign.
I'm sorry?
It's been a very tough campaign, Phil.
I can appreciate that. I can't have you screaming at my listeners.
I understand that, and I do apologize.
Now, we're talking about Governor Bush making this very unfortunate remark in front of children and family members, the a-hole word, and the fact that you feel this is the biggest mistake the Republican Party has made since Watergate, correct?
I did say that.
Do you stand by that?
I do stand by that.
All right, and then the other comment you made, that if anybody were to call you that, you just hope they wet the sponge, meaning you'll go to death row.
I'm saying that there's certain things you just don't call a man, and that's one of them.
And you were getting angry about that.
I apologize. I haven't gotten a lot of sleep, and it's been a long campaign. It's going to be a longer one yet. We're trying to get a very good man elected, Al Gore, who spent 8 years standing behind not the president of the United States, but the office of the presidency of the United States. And what do we get? We get a foul mouth from Texas, a rube from Texas with a dirty little mouth. To me, the American people deserve more, Mr. Henry, and we hope in the next few weeks we'll prove that we can elect Al Gore or a guy who has a brown-tinted toilet for a mouth.
Okay, so you're getting dramatic again.
I'm just saying.
Okay. Here is Vista on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Sorry for that. I'm on my cell phone, so
yes,
I don't know whether or not I can hear you.
We can hear you very fine, sir. Can you hear us?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
This guy here, this Green character you got on and everything, I don't know what his problem is.
My name's Bob Green.
But, whatever. And, you know, this thing about killing somebody over language.
Yeah.
You know, you run into assholes every day.
Oh, boy, there you go again with that word.
Well,
you know, it's tightening my jaws.
Well,
but you said you'd calm down, didn't you?
Yeah, okay, I'll calm down, but boy, I don't like it.
Let me ask you a question.
Let me just be clear. You're not calling me that, right?
I was just wondering whether you were born one or you had to work at it every day.
Okay, so there he did it. He did it. All right, so in other words, if you were there and I was there with you, I'd slug you right in the mouth.
Well, I did 3 tours in Vietnam, and I'd be able to buy you a bus ticket.
3 tours with Barnum and Bailey? I didn't hear that. What was that?
I did three tours in Vietnam, and I would be glad to buy you a bus ticket.
Okay, I'm on my way. What's your address?
Oh, come on, gentlemen.
No, the guy said...
Come on, let's be a grown adults here, all right?
Did you call me an a-hole?
Yeah, meet me at the VFW in Vista.
So in other words, you don't respect me?
Anytime you want.
You don't respect me?
I don't respect anybody that doesn't know what the hell they're talking about.
What am I? Don't know what I'm talking about? The open sewage pit, the compost heap that he has for a mouth?
And you figure murder is any better, huh?
A guy calls me that name?
You think cold-blooded murder over somebody calling you a name is better?
Let me ask you something. In the VFW hall, if a guy were to stumble in there with long hair and earrings and a tattoo that said, I hate America, and
how do you know me?
And he called you that word, wouldn't you clock the guy? You bet you would. Huh?
Depends.
It depends?
Yeah. If I was being an asshole or not.
Call me that name again?
He's not calling you that name.
Yes, he is.
No, I didn't. I said it was depend on whether or not I was being one. Yeah.
A guy calls me that in front of my kid, he dies slow. You were in
Vietnam. My kid was in the car when you said it.
Huh?
My kid was in the car when you said it.
What do I do,
take you off my Christmas card list?
Well, now you're confusing me.
My kid was in the car when you said asshole.
You said it again.
See? So did you.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. You were
no,
said
yes,
it on,
you
the,
did.
On the thing when
you
my
said
kid
it on
was
the thing.
In the car.
His kid was
so
in the car.
Do?
What's he going to
do?
What's he going to do?
Well, hold on for a minute.
Am I supposed to come there to you?
You don't... Well, that would make it more convenient.
Is this the thing that your party feels is the right thing to do for everything?
We can make this.
If you don't like it, kill it.
We can make this ass kicking convenient. Can you come to me?
Not likely.
Because if you can come up to L.A., I'd.
All right, guys, we're not getting anywhere,
right.
Okay? And do you, Mr. Green, represent the feelings of your party when you say someone calls you that word, they better wet the sponge?
I'm just telling you, I don't like it.
We got that you don't like it, but it's not about you. You know, this isn't about you. It's about Al Gore and George Bush. It's about
a political. He's speaking about a whole party here.
Wait a second.
You're representing the Democratic Party with your views. Aren't you one of these Democratic guys that said I was going to help Al Gore get into the White House? He's the greatest thing that ever came down the pike. And then you turn around and say, well, my views are that I think I should kill people if I don't like what they say.
I said he should die slow, yeah.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
You were in Vietnam.
Now, that's a good philosophy for anybody that I want in the White House.
It's not me that's going to the White House. It's Al Gore.
Do you represent Al Gore?
No, but it's you that's trying to put him there.
I'd like to put him there, yeah, but I wouldn't. Al Gore's not going to kill someone slow for calling him an a-hole. I will. That's the difference.
And what if he called somebody? I guess you'd have to kill him, too, then, huh?
Well, no, he's the president. You can't do that.
He's not the president.
If he was elected the president.
Oh, yeah, come on, and let's get this straight, all right? Look, George W. Bush isn't the president either. Are you thinking that he should be killed?
No, of course not.
Well, then what are you talking about?
Anybody else besides him.
All right.
All right.
Thanks
for
calling.
You think I'm kind of a funny little man, don't you?
Yeah, I'm starting to, get that feeling.
No, but I just sense that there's no respect coming from you.
Well, there isn't any respect coming from me when you talk like a freaking moron. Okay, there. I didn't call you the A word.
That's all I could ask for.
Oh, great. You're an idiot, though.
That's fine.
And you're a moron. And you shouldn't be allowed within 6 miles of a telephone and a radio show.
That's all very acceptable.
Just don't call you the other word.
That's right.
I hate you.
Not a problem.
Salinas on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Hello.
Hi. You know, I have several points I'd like to make here.
Oh, boy. This is going to be a long one.
No, not really. First of all, I have 3 kids. I have a 15-year-old, a 10 or 11-year-old, and a 7-year-old. And I would rather have them sit there and listen to George Bush call somebody an asshole.
Oh, there it goes again. There it goes again. There it goes again.
Rather than sit there and watch President Clinton on TV deny and lie that he had an extramarital affair in the White House.
God, what am I going to do? What am I going to do?
What's wrong with you?
To me, that is much worse than sitting there.
She said it again.
You know what? You're criticizing what came out of out of George Bush's mouth. But
that's
you
right.
are not criticizing what Clinton put into Lewinsky's mouth.
No, why would I do that? I think that
okay, now, you don't want us to be crude, and you don't want us to be rude, so don't start talking about it, okay?
Well, she wants me to criticize what Lewinsky, he put into her mouth.
I understand that. But the fact of the matter is that you're criticizing, ladies making a very good point, what came out of the so-called raw open sewer of George Bush's mouth.
Look, is Bill Clinton running for president? No, Al Gore is. Can we stick to the point?
Yeah, but it's the same people.
No, it's not the same. Are you saying that Al Gore cheats on his wife?
Al Gore.
Are you saying that Al Gore cheats on his wife? You better have proof if you say that.
I am saying it is the same Democrats that elected Clinton with his lack of morals.
Are you calling me a butthole? Are you calling me a butthole? Yes or no?
No.
Bill, hand me that knife sharpener, will you?
But let me ask you this, okay?
Hand you the what?
That if somebody calls you an asshole, that you can give out the death penalty.
Oh.
You're going to go kill him. But you're the same Democrat that's going to criticize George Bush for giving the death penalty for somebody who commits capital murder. You want to give the death penalty for someone who calls somebody an asshole, but you don't want to kill somebody who went out and killed 5 people while they're holding up a liquor store.
This guy's out of his mind.
And I'll tell you what, as a Republican and as a conservative Republican and a Bush supporter, I want to thank you for being a Democrat and for representing the Democrats.
It burns me.
Will you check this guy out?
This is ridiculous.
Listen to this guy. He's like flipping out on the word.
On which word? The actual word again?
No! I will honestly tell you this, ma'am, and you may not believe this, but I had a case, I had a serious urethral infection about 6 years ago. And when you use that word, it feels like I'm urinating again with that infection.
So, you know, and with the threat.
It burns. It's
coming out.
You know
what? Let me make another point.
Napalm.
Let me make another point.
Please do.
This
just pile it on now.
There's been
Stick
enough
another one
time
in.
For George Bush to go on TV and deny that he said it. And I haven't heard him on TV lying and denying that it happened like I heard Clinton on there lying and denying that he had sex with Lewinsky. And let's talk about another point with Clinton. It depends on what the definition of asshole is. How's that?
Could you run all that by me again?
Well, what because,
all right, thank you very much. 1-800-449-8686. It burns. What is this, The Exorcist? It's the Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. Phil Hendry Show, and I was looking at the latest edition of the Star. It has homes of the rich and famous. They have a variety of homes here. They have Burt Reynolds' house, and they have Jane Seymour's house, which is like amazing. And they've got Siegfried and Roy. And Harvey Wireman is an attorney at law and a good friend of ours and a good analyst for our radio show. We were talking earlier, Harvey, and you wanted me to mention something.
I don't want you to mention anything. I want you to answer the question on the air that you wouldn't answer off the air.
You want me to answer a question on the air that I wouldn't?
You wouldn't answer the question off the air. I want you to answer it on the air because I asked you 5 times what makes you think Siegfried and Roy are gay. And you won't answer it.
You don't think they're gay?
No, I don't know. Why do you think they're gay? I've been to see their show.
They live together.
That doesn't make a guy gay. Did you have roommates?
I had roommates. I had to do that for economics.
Wait. Did you have roommates?
Yes, I had roommates.
Then why can't two guys live together and not be gay? What makes you think they're gay?
Siegfried and Roy.
That's right.
You don't see it.
Well, I've been to that show, and I've taken Doris to it at least a half a dozen times. I love that show. I love what they do with the Lions and the Tigers. It's a beautiful show. Okay, I think they're tremendous showmen. And you come on calling them gay. You're calling them homosexuals. What makes you think they're homosexuals?
I never said that they're...
No, now you won't on your radio show, because you know you could get your ass sued, don't you?
Look at Harvey, I've just done a whole hour here with the word a-hole. I'd like to keep the language to a minimum, if you don't mind, all right? Now...
Well, what makes you think they're gay?
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious, because if you know something I don't know...
Look at them, for crying out loud! Just look at these guys! Look at the house...
What?
Look at the house. They look at the...
I don't see it.
You don't see it?
You know something? Do you have some special gay sense? Do you have some...
Did you see the article on those guys in Vanity Fair? I mean...
What? Tell me what you think that they... Why you think they're gay?
I don't know. The cat's laying on the floor with his hair and a towel and...
Go ahead. Did you hear them tell you that they're gay?
I'm sorry?
Did you hear them tell you that they're gay?
No, I never heard them tell me that they're gay.
Then why do you think they are?
You look at them.
Right.
Do you think they're gay?
No, I've got no reason to believe that they are.
Look at the furniture in their house.
Yeah.
You got that in your house?
There's a nice sofa. There's there's a nice velvet elephantine sculpture. That's called style, Phil. That's called having class. Okay? That isn't called gay. It's called having taste. You get what I'm saying?
Okay, how about this little pad? Here's something where they've got some Buddha and some wild...
Yeah, you believe in Buddha, don't you?
I ain't sitting there having tea in front of one. I mean, stained glass?
Uh-huh.
Stained glass, and look at these like pillows all over the floor and everything. And
so every priest is gay, then, is that right?
No, I didn't say every priest is gay.
Well, they got stained glass.
They laying around on a pillow after they get done with mass?
I don't. Maybe they are. See, what you're doing, I think, is very unfair. I don't know why you're doing it. I don't know why guys like you do this. You just single a guy out for no reason whatsoever and assume that they're gay. And I think it's wrong, and I think it's unfair. Now, Siegfried and Roy live together. That doesn't make you gay. If that made you gay, then 30 to 40% of all the men in Los Angeles would be gay, including your engineer, Craig Taylor, who lives with three men. Boy, that must be some kind of a party over there on weekends. So I think that you may, I think you're very unfair to Siegfried.
So they're rooming together, is that it?
Yes, they're roommates.
Uh-huh. And that's for economic reasons?
To offset the rent, yeah.
Yeah, I wonder where they found the rental on this, man, in the local paper or something?
I don't know. They're business partners. So I think that that comment you made is wrong.
Well, all right. You're right. I'm not going to make any assumptions. I don't know. They're here in the pool, and he's holding the hula hoop while the other guy swims through it. You're right. They're not gay. I don't see one woman in any of these pictures.
Ah, women! So a guy can't hang around and watch a ball game.
They're not hanging around and watching a ball game. One of them swimming through a hula hoop being held by the other one.
Doesn't prove anything, Phil.
All right, you're right. It doesn't prove anything.
And I would watch what I would say in the future, calling these guys gay.
Okay.
Now, Troy Aikman, on the other hand, that guy is...
All right, man, thanks a lot, okay?
No, seriously, him and Steve Young. They both...
Okay, fine, man.
Well, why haven't they gotten married?
1-800-449... Yeah, two of the queerest... Yeah. Troy Aikman. Remember when that rumor came out about Troy Aikman? Troy Aikman's gay. The only reason why they said that was, well, there was something involving Terry Cloth. It was probably just his name. That's all. Just a name, and that's all that the guy was guilty of having, the name Troy. And so they automatically have to assume, well, somewhere down the line, man, there's got to be a gay guy there. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show, and thank God for DirecTV, though. I'm telling you, got all of those games yesterday. Including the one where Aikman got the concussion. I guess he probably ought to retire, don't you think? That guy's going to be hearing bells and whistles, man, for years. Anyway, they do have pictures of these different houses. And not only is Siegfried and Roy, Ivana Trump, there's another one here. It's a picture of Burt Reynolds' pad. And there's nothing wrong with a guy's house. He's obviously a wealthy man. He lives in Florida. But the guy's got this huge picture of himself as you walk into the living room. Then there's a big picture of him, and then there's a big picture of him and his girlfriend, another picture of him and his son, and then just pictures of himself. It's one thing to have pictures of your family, but how about a big picture, like 60-inch TV screen size, painting size, of yourself as you walk into your own home? What about that, Taylor? Would you have that in your house? And these aren't just photos, they're paintings. I want to commission a painting of this photograph. Well, whatever happened to the days when people would pose for paintings, you know, where you just sit there with, like, I don't know, a tunic on or a pair of jodhpur boots and nothing else, just jodhpur boots and a riding crop and just pose for like 5 weeks while some guy painted you? Why don't we start commissioning paintings like that and hang that right square in the middle of your entree, like wherever the hell it is you walk into your house? Big picture of yourself. What, to remind you of who lives there? Yep, I'm home. That's me. It's the Phil Henry Show.